You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're joined by Mr. Mark Trumpeter, the owner and founder of the Trumpeter Group, a real estate agency in Jersey City, New Jersey, and one of the top producing agents in the region. Mr. Trumpeter, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me today.
Certainly is our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So on a national level, tell us, how is the housing market for this year, 2019?
Well, it's changing from 2018. We're seeing interest rates inching up a little bit, which always scares the buyers sometimes. But we're seeing a lot of speculators and investors leaving the market because the prices have gone up. It's always good to buy real estate because the long-term effect is investment is always positive in 10 to 11 years on the return on any real estate. So, you know, it's a little tricky, but people are still buying properties. And we also have 6 million millennials ready to buy also, because they have a lot of them have great high-tech jobs in the area.
Interesting fact there. Now, is 2019 a good year to buy a house?
Yes, it is. Interest rates are still low. They're only like 4.2, 4.4, which is absolutely great. If a lot of people don't realize, in 1986 to 1990, interest rates were almost like 15%. So real estate is always a good buy. I mean, my mother always taught me, why would you want to give rent to somebody else, make someone else rich, when you could always buy real estate and keep it and then sell it later or keep it as an investment later on. We're seeing a lot of millennials jump into the marketplace, which is always good. What recently I could tell a story of a former client named Matt, who just graduated from college 6 years ago. Instead of having a good time with his buddies graduating from his fraternity buddies, he decided to buy a property. Well, that property he just sold it recently, and it made a $400,000 profit, and he just bought his next home. So my advice to a lot of young college students or graduating or people just starting out with their first jobs to look at real estate as their portfolio of investments.
Good points there and good advice. And speaking of advice, what advice would you give to first-time home buyers?
Well, what we do here in my office, the Trumpeter Group in Jersey City, we always tell them to get a pre-approval. We want to know what their buying strength is. I don't want to freak out a lot of buyers today because a lot of times they could afford more than what they could. I want to know what their comfort zone is every month on how much they want to pay. We always do a buyer consultation. What I do is I bring them into my office in Jersey City, or I meet them at a local coffee shop or at a property, and I go over the buy-in process. You have to get a mortgage, what a home inspection, the appraisal. So I always try to ease their concerns and their angst on buying the first home, because you know, when you're borrowing $500,000 or more, you look at yourself in the mirror and go, what did I just do? And then you realize, you know, it's always the long term when you get that money back in your pocket also. And you're achieving the American dream.
For sure there. Today we're joined by Mr. Mark Trumpeter, owner and founder of the Trumpeter Group, a real estate agency in Jersey City, New Jersey, and one of the top producing agents in the area here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Continuing on, Mr. Trumpeter, what are three top housing real estate trends that's shaping up for 2019?
Oh, that's a good question, Eric. Thank you for asking that. The big trends right now is all about technology. Technology, technology, technology. A lot of the buyers today are very savvy with technology. A lot of sellers in the past could just list their properties online and not worry about if it was price overpriced, whatever. But there's a lot of real estate websites that trend to tell you what the properties usually are worth. You know, the number one real estate websites are Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. And these are where I advertise heavily to attract buyers and sellers. But it's a great tool for buyers and sellers to really actually market their property. So technology is always a positive thing. And a lot of these buyers today are young, and I always recommend to older agents who are not tech-friendly to align themselves in their office with someone who's young and tech-friendly. You know, videos are great for properties. So is all the vital information on the taxes and school systems in the area and stuff like that, so the buyers have everything. But again, a buyer is very tech-friendly. Their phone is their network of information. So it's very important, and they're all savvy today.
Tell us, Mr. Trumpeter, how does New Jersey real estate compare to other markets in the country?
Jersey City and along the Gold Coast that we call in the Jersey City area, which is Hudson County, which is Hoboken and Weehawken, Edgewater, we're so close to Manhattan. I have always called Manhattan, New York City, basically the center of the universe. Everyone wants it. If you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, just like the Frank Sinatra song. We're so close to New York City. We're only one stop by a PATH train subway system. We have ferry system, and we also have bus system right into New York City. But we also have all the arts, movies, restaurants, theater, everything close by. So it's connected. What's the difference between Jersey City and the rest of the country, as you just asked? Prices have gone up a lot in the past 10 years. They've gone up a lot. And these areas now are getting a little adjusted, and the buyers are becoming so savvy, a lot of them are realizing they just can't afford it. So now prices are now being adjusted to accommodate the buyers right now in purchasing homes. So we're seeing an influx right now with interest rates just went down, which is great. And, you know, this past weekend I had 22 people at one of my open houses. So we're seeing that the spring weather is coming, and we're seeing a lot of buyers hit the market right now.
I bet. So good stuff there. Lastly, and one last question, how does the 2019 housing market compare to 2018 nationally?
Well, so far we see a trend on more inventory than a year ago. What's happened is there was such a high demand, a pulse of demand on properties, that building went up in the past year. So we're seeing a lot more inventory. So there's a lot more choices for buyers in 2019 than they had in 2018. So buyers are now want to see a lot more properties and make their decision not as quickly as they did last year. In 2018, 17, and 16, we saw huge, huge bidding wars on properties. We're seeing a little slowdown. What I'm trying to do with my clients is in Jersey City, in Hoboken area where my office is, I'm trying to accommodate the sellers and realizing that there's more inventory, so they price it well to achieve that bidding war or get an offer that they feel comfortable and let them move on for the next property they're purchasing.
Mr. Trumpeter, keep up the good work in your neck of the woods there in Jersey City, New Jersey, and really appreciate the information on the housing market for 2019. And that information is very valuable. And thanks for the advice shared as well along the way. Where can listeners get more information on the Trumpeter Group and also be in contact as needed?
They could call me. They could reach me at Mark at the Trumpeter Group. That's M-A-R-K at TRUMPETER.com. Or they could give me a call anytime at 917-355-1329.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Trumpeter, all the best, and thanks for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Eric, thank you for having me as your guest today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Trumpeter, owner and founder of the Trumpeter Group, a real estate agency in New Jersey City, New Jersey, and one of the top producing agents in the area. And for further details, visit the Trumpeter Group. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app or your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.